Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency. I can assure you of Ireland's full cooperation and unstinting support in your onerous task. Ireland also expresses its deep appreciation of the work of your predecessors, Romania and the Russian Federation, during the first CD session this year. Let me also take the opportunity to warmly welcome the new ambassador and permanent representative of Pakistan. Ireland fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. I will now add some short remarks in our national capacity, joining with the chorus of condemnation in this chamber of the latest ballistic missile launch by DPRK 2 days ago. The achievement and maintenance of a world without nuclear weapons has for more than 60 years been a driving force of Ireland's foreign policy and of our engagement within the United Nations, and one to which our people and our government remain wholeheartedly committed. Each test by DPRK fuels insecurity and fear within the region and indeed within the wider world. The ongoing acts of provocation run the real risk of ultimately leading to catastrophic consequences. This is an appalling vista, and we must exert all of our diplomatic muscle to persuade DPRK to cease forthwith all such hostile tests and to re-engage with the international community. Ireland urges the DPRK to refrain from actions which flagrantly violate UN Security Council resolutions and the country's obligations under international law, and which threaten the peace and stability of the region. We reiterate our call to the DPRK to urgently re-engage in credible and meaningful dialogue with the international community without preconditions, and in particular within the framework of the six-party talks. Finally, Ireland wants very much to see the CD revitalised and back to work, and we support fully the working group on the way ahead under the leadership of His Excellency of Myanmar. Thank you.